You're listening to SBS News.
The British Open Golf Tournament will be played in Northern Ireland for the first time in 68 years, and it will be a special occasion for 30-year-old Rory McIlroy. Born in Northern Ireland, the Portrush Golf Club is a familiar hunting ground for the four-time major winner. McIlroy says playing in such a prestigious major as the British Open on home soil will be a special moment in his career.
It's huge. It's not just a major. It's the major that you grew up watching. I watched Nick Faldo win it. And then Tiger came on the scene, and I watched him. And then you watched Darren win it. And then a few years on, I win it. It's had a lot of really great winners and great moments. And I'm proud that I've had my moments at this championship. And hopefully I can create some more.
McIlroy's compatriot Darren Clark, winner of the British Open in 2011, will hit the first tee shot at the County Antrim course. At the Netball World Cup, Australia is guaranteed a semi-final berth on Saturday night after the Diamonds blitzed all before them in the preliminary stages. Australia will know its semi-final opponent after Thursday night's final round of matches, with New Zealand providing Australia's toughest match of the tournament. Jamie Lee Price says the 49-goal win against Malawi may have looked easy on paper, but they can improve on that.
I don't think we dropped off in the second half, but I think Malawi came back firing in the second half and they scored a few more goals than we probably expected compared to the first half. Everyone wants to have the perfect run in a World Cup, but we know that our next game is going to be very tough. Obviously, we've got the Kiwi girls, so we're definitely not going to take them lightly or any team lightly.
Australia is likely to play either South Africa or England in the semi-finals. Australia's female cricketers will look to clinch the Ashes series against England when the sides meet at Taunton. The wicket was criticised before the four-day match began on Thursday evening, but Australia is confident it can get at least the draw it needs to retain the trophy. Australia captain Meg Lanning says after the three one-day wins, her team is in fine form.
The game sort of come around just at the right time. The group's ready to go. There's a lot of excitement within the group. Obviously, we don't get to play test matches too often, so we want to make the most of it and really enjoy the moment.
The Wallabies face a tough opening rugby championship test against South Africa in the early hours of Sunday morning. Six players have been sent home from the week-long training camp just outside of Johannesburg through injury, personal circumstances or to play club rugby. But for one of those six, ACT Brumbies playmaker Christian Lielafano, just being part of the squad has been a remarkable achievement. The 31-year-old had been hoping to play his first test since 2016, when he was diagnosed with leukemia and told he may never play again. Before being ruled out, he explained how he felt after coming so close to earn a spot on the Wallabies team after overcoming his health issues.
Just the maturity that I've had over the last, 24 months. Obviously, through your journey, your perspective changes on things and being able to try and find different ways to be better. And I found the composure and the control of what I've had throughout the last couple of seasons playing in different competitions has helped me with that. And hopefully that will help me in a test arena as well.
Lielafano's Brumbies teammate Scott Sear was also sent home after suffering a training injury last week. And New South Wales Waratahs prop Tom Robertson hurt his ankle at training on Tuesday. The match at Ellis Park kicks off just after 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. The AFL's top team, the Geelong Cats, are hoping to have star player Gary Ablett fit to play Hawthorn on Sunday. The 35-year-old Ablett missed the third quarter of the win against St Kilda before returning to boot two late goals. The injury scare has prompted more questions about whether this will be his last season before retiring. Often described as one of the finest players of recent times, Ablett says he won't be making any decisions before the current season is over.
Not thinking past this year at the moment. Obviously another six games to go and then some finals footy, which I'm really looking forward to. But it's nice that people are saying nice things about me, but I've never been the type of person that, has been searching for the approval of other people.
In the NRL this weekend, the Roosters are looking to stay in the top four when they take on Newcastle on Saturday afternoon. The defending premiers have lost five of their last seven matches, and that makes the game against Newcastle even more important. But with just eight rounds remaining before the finals begin, halfback Cooper Cronk says there's nothing to worry about.
What gives me confidence is history says we were in a similar position this time last year, so we'll be okay. Trent's gone about it in his own philosophy, stuck by his guns. We believe in the system, the route he's taking, and it's basically getting to the point where the 17 players need to carry on with the thing that he's set up for us to achieve this year.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.